And we are back here on Out of the Woods. All kinds of craziness happens every time we turn off the mics for a second. And they're telling jokes. Now they're telling jokes.
Yeah. I want to hear that joke again on the air.
That's right. So, what was the question again? There was a question in the
How was camping?
Intense. From my 10-year-old.
Classic.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
Neptune's Car here live in the studio with us, and I think they have another song all ready for you. We're doing a whole show here. It's great. So going to do In the Blue Room, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we'd love to.
This is a song, I lived up here in New Hampshire for 10 years, and when I was living in Concord and I was homeschooling my two boys, we were studying constellations, and so in learning about that and trying to teach them that, I wrote this song for them. And I was trying to teach them different subjects through music, and so they kind of wouldn't notice that the lesson was in there, but they enjoyed it, and they always pretend that they fall instantly asleep whenever they hear this song, even though now my youngest is going to be 11 in 2 weeks and the oldest is 14, so they grew up really fast, but they still pretend to fall asleep.
In the Blue Room. 1, 2, 3, 2, 2, 3.
Thunder starlight comes the big night. I'll gently rock you till dreams fill your eyes. In the blue room shines a full moon. Sleep now, my darlings, until the sunrise. You'll be there soon by the gold moon. Just steer your ship to the hip of Orion. Slip past the dog and the bear. Fly through the fish, make a wish on a shooting star. Glide by the crab with great care. Drift by the bull if you dare. May the black dome guide your way home. Just let the stars be your map in the sky. I'll be right here in the green chair. When you awaken, I'll be by your side. You'll be here soon in the blue room. Just steer your ship to the
on the CD, you get to hear this really neat sort of distant sounding piano.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This sounds almost slightly out of tune and like it's like down, a little down a hallway,
kind of like so the Peanuts piano, like Snoopy
yeah,
or something.
Very yeah, Charlie Brown.
Yeah.
So there's a good reason to go out and buy that
just
CD.
Just for that piano alone is yeah. worth it. I
that's
think.
That's right.
And Holly's playing that piano.
I think it's it. Yeah. It's kind of like I didn't know I was going to be playing the piano on this record.
So Steve said. You're playing the piano on this tune.
And I was saying, well, I'm not a piano player, but Steve I know said, a couple chords and I'll figure something out.
Well, so. It works for the song because it almost sounds childlike. So.
Yeah,
yeah.
Well, that was the
you
whole
know?
Thing. In
yeah.
The
yeah.
yeah, it's perfect.
Yeah, thank goodness then. My skills were perfect for that.
Well, and then she broke out her Liberace technique from the 43 because she also plays piano on the 43.
That's
as well,
right. So. It does yeah. make another appearance.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I'm very grateful to Holly's.
I don't suppose so. That's one you'd play for us.
We're not prepared to play that one here tonight.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Earlier he said he could play anything.
I did? Then we should do it, shouldn't we?
No.
You don't have to. That's fine. We'll let you off the hook.
Oh, thank goodness.
I'm going to do Sweet Silly Ann.
Oh, whatever you want to do.
Okay.
Except for the 43, of course.
This is, one of the kinds of songs that I like to write is historical biography songs. And I also, at this time that I wrote this song, was really into studying the Old West. And so I came across this really sad, but... very fascinating story of the common law wife of Wyatt Earp. And it's just a really tragic tale, but I wove her into my song. And shall we do it?
Absolutely.
Okay. Hold on, I gotta retune my bottom string. Okay.
I didn't do it.
It's in my back pocket.
Oh boy. You ready, huh? Sorry for the dead air, folks.
Yes, we'll talk. Blah, 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 blah.
Blah, 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 blah. All right. Oh, ready?
Mm-hmm. She worked the tables at the local saloon. Made her money getting cowboys loaded in the fading light of the afternoon. He was a lawman from a frontier town. He could settle the hoorah without ever hitting the hammer down. She wore a feather in her long golden hair. Her smile could spark a fire in the holy. Did I sing that already? Oh. Sorry. I was like in a dream right there. Sorry.
I don't remember that being part of the song.
I only got out of that because you looked at me. All right, maybe we should come back to that.
Live radio.
Yep.
Sorry. we could do... No, that's not it.
Okay.
Yeah, let's come back to that. I need a drink.
I really did think that we could do anything. I really did. When I said that, I truly believe that was the case.
I think Steve jinxed the band here.
It's Steve.
It's my fault. I know. I jinxed us. Just take it easy. What song are you doing now, Hall? You switched them up?
Yeah, I went to One More Glass of Wine.
Okay. It's because you could use one after that. A debacle.
This one, there's a road that goes to Steve's house that goes through Candia, and there's no lights on it, and that's the road that I'm talking about in this song. But, yeah. I don't know what route that is.
Okay.
Yeah.
You try.
A little. What route is that?
That is Route 27. I live right on Route 27.
So Route 27 is in this song.
Okay. It's just not called Route 27. Is called The Road. Right?
Yep.
Are we ready?
Mm-hmm.
wish we had video for that last piece there.
Got to keep them entertained.
Neptune's Car here live in the studio and out of the woods.
Thank you,
now,
Jeff.
That one was called...
One More Glass of
Wine. Okay, because I thought you said The Road, and I was like, I recognize that song. I was looking at the CDs, looking for The Road,
oh, yeah.
And I thought for a minute I had a new song that wasn't yet recorded, then I was like, no, I recognize this one.
Yeah.
So.
One More Glass of Wine.
Very nice, very nice.
Yep.
Well, we are about 15 minutes toward the end of the show, the rest of the show for real. So if you guys want to wrap the whole show up, we can do that. You guys have some songs
sure.
you want to play? We should mention once again, Neptune's Car is playing not next weekend, but the weekend following. Is it 2 weeks from?
17th.
It's the 17th of November.
That is 2 weeks.
So in a couple of weeks. We're going out to Michigan. We're going to come back, and then we're going to go to the Sunapee Community Coffee House and play some tunes. And then we're going to see you there. Right, John?
I hope so.
And your wife? Bring your wife?
I already said my wife hates
it. And I know the Becketts are all going to be there.
Well, we'll see. We'll see. I'm gonna have to press my family to let me go out two nights in a row.
We'll have to bring the gauges out. We'll have to get everybody together.
That's right. Everybody should
Nobody
go.
Comes. I'm not talking to anybody ever again. Just kidding. Just kidding, of course.
Actually, I have never been to the Sunapee Community Coffee House because they're always on a Friday night.
Oh
yeah.
So it's gonna be a Saturday.
It's a funny thing. But I did get to have Fred Gillen Jr. on.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Recently, he came out beforehand, and I came in here a little early, and we recorded it, and then I put it back on the air just before the show. So I got an extra push,
cool.
Hopefully. But
we know Fred.
Do you know Fred?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a good guy, huh?
Yeah, we met him out at NERFA last November, and you can sign up to have someone mentor you and discuss certain things in depth. So. He was my mentor out there.
Very cool.
Yeah.
I didn't need a mentor.
You came and you sat next to me. What are you talking about?
Well, I just came up with a fabulous idea, since we're going to wrap up the show tonight with Neptune's Car, that we should probably, at the very end, play something from the new CD.
Sure.
Yeah.
Something that...
Something we didn't play here tonight?
Sure.
Maybe. Yeah. I think he only has a couple choices because we did about 10 tunes off that record.
We could play the one that Steve refused to play.
We could do that one.
Yeah. We could do that one.
Yeah.
Unless there's another one
that one's fine.
Specifically, I think he's fabulous and want the world
to
hear.
It's your turn. We got to do
that'd be great.
Play one of your songs on the radio.
Yeah, I want the, what do you call it?
Royalties?
I want the royalties. Play away, John. I always play my song. You know?
So you split up the royalties, do you? Is that how this works? All right, but we'll do that at the end. You can play some more in the meantime if you want to. Is there anything else you want to tell the folks about? We talked about the website, talked about the show, and the new CD. And
We didn't mention that we're on Facebook, I don't think.
We're on Facebook.
Yeah, we have a page over there.
We're on Facebook. We're on Bandcamp. We're on SoundCloud, Twitter, Reverb Nation, MySpace, NeptunesCar.com. That's our website. And
SoundCloud.
I said that.
Oh.
And
Neptune's Face,
MySpace, Your Face. I think that's it.
And I know I've lost track.
Yeah, please come and see us and find us on Facebook. We need all the fans we can get.
We post on there, on Facebook most of all, and on Twitter probably second most. And then when we have bigger news and tour dates, I put that on the website. But Facebook is the place that you'd see the most action.
You made a rhyme.
And you have videos now, too.
Yeah, we get the new video. Yeah. We have the new video out there.
So when's that going to be on MTV? Or do they play videos anymore?
I don't think they do.
I don't think they do, yeah. I miss that. I miss those days.
Oh, I do miss the early days, yes.
But, yeah, we just filmed a music video, and that's out now for Flashing in the Dark. And you can find that on the videos page of our website. And we also have the other video there, too, for Lighthouse Keeper. So.
Do you still have a link for all of the Rose Island things, the pictures, the whole series?
Yeah.
Diary? And
let's see. On the home page of the website, when I announced that we were going to be making the music video, I put a link to the Lighthouse blog on there. but it's lighthousekeeper.tumblr.com. And if you want to read it from the beginning, you have to go all the way to page 12 and then read back 12, 11, 10, 9, and so on. So the most current stuff is on the page that you'll land on. And I think it's got the video on it and then a lighthouse in Michigan. So there, you'll see the more recent lighthouses that we visited on there too.
Oh, cool. I have some catching up to do, definitely, with all that stuff. It was a lot of fun looking at all that stuff. And you were very busy posting every day.
Yeah, I know. I did it from my iPhone on an island. I still can't get over it. It's just amazing. So, yeah, that was one finger typing every day.
So is Steve resentful that he couldn't go to that one?
Very much so.
Yeah. Are you? Sorry.
I'm still mad about that. What are you talking about?
Well, I hooked us up with a music video, and you got to be there all day.
It's just mom, the kids, and the ghosts.
Yeah.
So
I think we should do I Ain't Got No Home.
Well, I was going to pick either Sweet Sally. I was going to give you another try at that, or I was going to let you say.
Jinxed.
I was going to say Boots of Spanish Leather, but since you want to do that one instead?
Okay.
Instead of the Woody Guthrie?
I don't know.
Okay,
do
let's
you?
Play it.
Okay.
Sure. If I can remember it.
If you remember your parts, I'll remember mine, because you start it and I answer you.
John would like to play a Bob Dylan song for everybody, not just for John.
Oh, that'd be good. That'd be fun.
This is called Boots of Spanish Leather. 1, 2, 3. Ready, go. I'm sailing away, my own true love. I'm sailing away in the morning. Is there something I can send you from across the sea? From the place where I'll be landing. To
We never quite know when Steve's going to be finished.
You don't. And thank you for waiting.
He gets this sort of possessed look on his face and then starts shaking the guitar around. And...
Yeah, you never know. I started playing with my teeth at the last folk concert we did.
Did you? No.
But I could bust out in that, so be careful.
Do you know who your voice reminded me of on that one? Not Bob Dylan.
No.
Arlo Guthrie.
Oh, Arlo.
You sound a lot like
I've
Arlo.
I've got that. I've heard that one, and I've heard Big Bird. I've heard The Cookie Monster. I've heard Animal from, you know, The Muppets. And so Arlo is, that's pretty good, thank you. That's a good compliment.
Well, I think that probably wraps up our live portion.
Thank you so much, John.
The show.
Yeah.
And thanks for stopping by, everybody that was able to come by tonight. Thank you.
Yay for our live studio audience.
Woo-hoo. Round of applause for the studio audience. And mention once again, the 17th, the Sunapee Community Coffee House, Neptune's Car. Try and get out there. That's a couple weeks from now. And tell your friends, they changed the date.
17th.
It's not on Friday, it's on Saturday.
Yes.
So try and get out there, and it's going to be a good time, folks. Don't miss it. We're going to wrap things up with a track from the Letters from the Road CD, since Steve wouldn't sing it for us. We're going to play. Do you want to
I'm
intro
never
this
hear
one?
The end of this.
Do you have anything to say about the song intro for us?
The 43. Well, when my grandma passed away a few years back. 5 years ago, Holly went with me to the funeral. My aunt found a bunch of her, in her personal belongings and my grandma's personal belongings were a bunch of letters, letters and photos and just things through my grandma's life. And put in there was some letters from my uncle, her brother, my great uncle Bill, that he wrote to her during his service time in World War II. So the song is basically was written from the letters, almost word for word, just a little twist here and there to make it rhyme, you know. But so it's a true song. It's true things that are being said in the song, straight out of his mouth, basically. So that's pretty much what the song is about. Letters written from my great uncle to my grandmother during his service in World War II. Out on the 43 is was the number for the USS Tappahannock, and that was the boat that he was on while out at sea. So I named the song The 43.
All right. You're on Out of the Woods, Neptune's Car.
Thank you.
I received your long, long letter today, and I was glad to hear doing okay. I left Virginia round the middle of August, found myself at Aruba Bay. We took a load of oil and headed for Cologne, through the blue Pacific's great unknown. With a stop in Panama and through the canal, wishing all the while I was home. Your kid brother helped the wounded, stood watch over 25 dead. Saw U.S. blood spilled on U.S. decks in the battle at Espirito Santo. We dropped the hook, New Catalonia Island, and there we fueled the fleet. Then off to Auckland for another load. After 2 days, this trip was complete. Pago, pago to the Fiji Islands. Our crew made many long trips. The merchant tankers filled the 43. Then we gave our fuel to the fighting ships. Your kid brother helped the wounded, stood watch over 25 dead. Saw U.S. blood spilled on U.S. decks in the battle at Espirito Santo late October, and our big moment came. We were sent up to New Hebrides. We met the USS San Francisco, the best that ever sailed the seas. We took a load of oil and headed for Cologne, through the blue Pacific's great unknown. With a stop in Panama and through the canal, wishing all the while I was home.
Folks, thanks for tuning in to Out of the Woods this week. A lot of live music for you. Thanks again to Neptune's Car and everybody who was able to show up. We'll see you next week. The playlist will be posted out there on outofthewoodsradio.blogspot.com. And thanks again to everyone listening out on the Global Voice, bostonfreeradio.com, Pinecone Radio, Bob FM. We'll see you next week, folks. Don't be a stranger. Keep it tuned right where you have it. And we'll see you next time.